time now on Sky Sports Radio for Going Greyhounds for your daily update of the latest news and tips.
19 to 11, Anne from Greyhound Racing New South Wales. Dave Carlson, good morning.
Good morning, Coz. I hope you had a great weekend. I had a ripper.
Yep, too right. And this week, State of Origin Week on the footy field and the dog track too.
Oh, you bet, Coz. I love this time of year. Wednesday night, the Rugby League is on in Brisbane. And Thursday night, it's the Greyhound State of Origin Series at Albion Park up there. There's going to be three races. The first one is the TAB Origin Sprint over 520 metres. The New South Wales team is zipping Bailey for Jason McKay. She trialled last night at Albion Park over the 395 metres in a fast 22 and 49. The run home was terrific, 11 and 90. So to Jason, April and family, all the best with a little golden Easter egg champ. Her Blues teammates are Jamila Jett for Andrew Crouch, which trialled in 29 and 84. The Bob Payne Sprint winner, Good Odds Harada for Frankie Hurst, which won at Richmond on Friday night in 30 and 59. And Mystic Riot for Peter Lagogiani, the reserve Bucks future for Sid Swain. Well, the million-dollar chase champ, Mystic Riot's trainer, Peter Lagogiani, is on the line, our guest today on Going Greyhounds. Pete, good morning. You trialled her at Albion Park last Tuesday. Tell us how it went.
Yeah, good morning, Dave. Yeah, she went okay. You know, we're happy with the trial. First time on a plane, didn't think she took, she didn't take the flying too well, so she came back in all sorts. Yeah, she's pulled up good and she's back home, and I think we're going to carry on tomorrow and jump in the car and drive up there tomorrow.
Well, she hasn't raced since April the 20th, but last time she was first up, she won a heat of the Richmond Oaks in 30 and 40, so it doesn't take her any time to come to hand.
No, no, Dave, no. She comes to hand fairly quickly, and she loves it fresh. You know, I think that's a secret to her. So she had just had a box-to-box at Albion Park on Tuesday. Her sections were pretty good. You know, we flew her up to Tom, and Tom took her for us and trialled her, and then we got her back in on the plane the next day. And, she's well. She's jumping out of her skin. You know, she came home a little bit spooked from the plane trip. Prior to that, she ran around Richmond over the 400 there and ran 22.3. So that's pretty much on her mark. So yeah, she's up there.
And what have you done since? And what are you going to do with her between now and Thursday?
Oh look, we gave her a little hit out yesterday at Richmond just to blow the cobwebs out over 400, and she went well. She went the best of the morning. And mate, from now till then, you will just keep her on the lead and keep her happy, feed her up, and away we go. You know, she should be right. We draw a box too. Let's hope we draw a box.
You'd want a wide box, wouldn't you?
Yeah, look, I don't mind her on the inside either. You know, she can begin, you know, on her day, and when she does, you know, if she can be sitting, you know, second or third, you know, she's got a whirlwind finish too, as Bailey does. Nothing as good as Bailey, but yeah, look, as long as we're up there, mate, look, we want to go up there and beat these Queenslanders, don't we?
Yeah, too right we do. And the box draw is going to be conducted any minute now, as a matter of fact, so I'll have all the details of that tomorrow morning. So let's hope that she goes well, the mighty Mystic Riot, Pete. What about a couple of your other chasers? Beast Unleashed, apparently, I believe, set for a racetrack return soon.
Yeah, mate, yeah, it's been a while. Yeah, look, he's up. He's trialling now. So he's pulled up great from his first trial, and we slipped him up the straight again at home, and he's pulled up enormous. So, yeah, look, we'll give him a couple more tin hairs, and then we'll see how we go and where we're going to go with him. So we'll just play it by ear. But, yeah, he's back on track, and he's going as good as ever.
And Golden Easter Egg runner-up Federal Lily is on the way back soon too, I believe.
She is too, yep. She'll have her first run behind her hair this week, and hopefully she pulls up good from that, and it's onwards and upwards with her too. She's looking well. She's looking very well. I think the break, you know, we didn't want her to have the break, you know, injury enforced, but she's looking well. She's looking very well.
Oh, that's fantastic, Pete. Well, look, all the very best in the State of Origin with Mystic Riot, and indeed going forward with all your other greyhounds. You've been a bit quiet about South Sydney getting done the other night. You haven't said much.
I was waiting for that, Dave. I was waiting for that. Well, you know, every now and then you need a loss just to get you back, you know, back to ground zero. So, you know, yeah, look, unfortunately we're missing a couple of stars through the Origin series. But, hey, look, you know, we'll take one for the team, eh?
Yeah, Mark Gatt. Mark Gatt's phone's been off too. Apparently, Chris Nutt's been ringing everyone about Parramatta.
Yeah, well, it's only time and glory. So.
No, look, Souths are on top. They're laughing. So, but Pete, as always, thanks for joining us on Going Greyhounds, and I look forward to seeing Peter and Jody Lagoziani in the winners' circle very, very soon.
Thanks, Dave. Thanks for the opportunity. Cheers.
Good on you, Pete. Sean, that was Pete Lagoziani. The New South Wales team for the TAB Origin distance race this Thursday night is Little Digger for Ray Smith, which won at Albion Park on Thursday night, while John and Minnie Finn have the remainder, the siblings Poco Dorado, Veloce Nero, Blue Moon Rising, all raced and raced well at Richmond on Friday night with two times twice the reserve, two times twice coming from last to win over the 500 at Wentworth Park on Saturday night. In the TAB Origin match race, Feral Frankie for Ray Smith is the New South Wales rep, with Fernando Blaster for Terry Jordan, the reserve. Now, the Queensland side, cue the booze, in the Origin sprint, Damn Slippery, Morris Minor, Regal Recall, Regal Topaz, the reserve is Silver Stunner. The Queensland team in the distance, Bago Bluff, Bago Bye Bye, Double G and Infrared Lad, Hara's Dazza is the reserve in that one, and Infrared Star is going to take on Feral Frankie in the TAB Origin match race, and Dynamite Lucy is the reserve. So the draw is being conducted as we speak, Cos, so I'll get that sorted tomorrow.
Right. Now, grand adoption day on the weekend, how'd that go?
It was terrific. They adopted seven greyhounds at Bathurst, seven greyhounds finding forever homes, and it was a sunny day, but it was a chilly day, but everyone was up there. Tony Mestrov, the GRNSW CEO, Mick Cowley, and the rest of the team from GAP. Terrific job. And I spoke to Tony yesterday morning, and he said there's going to be a very big greyhound adoption day in Sydney. I think he said Rose Bay. And I used to live around that area, and I used to see a lot of people walking their retired greyhounds. So that's good news. And apparently a prize money increase coming up soon for New South Wales. So that's good. But well done to everyone at GAP Day at Bathurst. Bathurst and Maitland, the regional areas, were successful. And, of course, the one at Wentworth Park a few weeks back as well, Sean.
All right. Now, what's Charmaine Roberts been up to?
I'll tell you what, Charmaine and her partner Shane Stiff, they've had a huge week. Last night at Gunnedah, they won two of the three Chief Havoc Cup heats. Jingles Keeping set the time standard in 30 and 26, defeating Glenray Scud, while Nikita Keeping also won in 30 and 92, beating Gunnedah Roller. Now, that was only a neck if that margin. Lucille Rumble for Stephen Keep won the other heat in 30 and 49 in a thriller, beat Windlock to You by a nose. Charmaine and Shane, of course, won the Dubbo Cup the previous Sunday with Caitlin Keeping, while Don't Mind Me, the winner of the Memorial, the Miller Memorial at Dubbo, sizzled at Albion Park last Thursday night. Sixth fastest time ever at the Creek, 29 and 56. So congratulations, Sean, to Charmaine and Shane.
All right, now we get some Aussie dogs through to the Group 1 final in New Zealand.
Yeah, I was watching Manukau yesterday with a lot of interest, as most of us were. Rip and Sam, Vander Gambo and Billy's Bake are through to next Sunday's Group 1 Duke of Edinburgh Silver Collar Final over the 779 metres at Manukau in Auckland. In Heat 1 yesterday, Vander Gambo finished second to Dinah Weslin, but little Abby Ripper, she's been pinging the lids of late, but she didn't get out that well yesterday. She missed out. She finished fifth in a photo finish. While in the second heat, Billy's Bake ran a ripper of a race, a gallant race leading before being run down late by the $76 roughy Big Time Chloe, and Rip and Sam was fourth. So the box draw for next Sunday's Group 1 in Auckland, Vander Gambo in 1, Classy Witch 2, Billy's Bake 3, Big Time Chloe 4, Dinah Weslin 5, Shooter's Hill 6, No Anxiety 7, Rip and Sam in 8, Ebby Ripper and Corborn Taylor are the reserves. Cos?
All right, now we've had sad news with the passing of a much-loved greyhound man.
Yeah, in New South Wales, Sean, very, very sad. Roy Dockery. Roy followed greyhound racing for 80 years, and he's passed away at the ripe old age of 97. A much-loved guy, a World War II veteran, a Wentworth Park regular, and Roy's had the Anzac Stakes named after him at Wentworth Park in recent years. Our thoughts, our sympathies are with his family. There will be a minute's silence for Roy Dockery at this Wednesday night's Wentworth Park meeting, Sean.
All right, now we've got a few winners for today.
Well, I hope so. We've had an okay weekend, so let's bet up today. Three meetings in New South Wales. Bathurst commences at 3:37 this afternoon. The best bet, race 3, number 1, Secretly Hot. Race 3, number 1. The value bet, race 6, number 7, Can't Be Done. Race 6, number 7. Nowra, South Coast, kicks off 5:24 this afternoon. Best bet, race 8, number 1, Lavish Pedro. Race 8, number 1. The value bet, race 5, number 3, Bom Bom Banjo. Race 5, number 3. While Grafton begins at 6:58 tonight, the best bet, race 2, number 8, Willful Valley. Race 2, number 8. While the value, race 5, number 2, She's the Road. Race 5, number 2. And while I'm here speaking of the North Coast, congratulations to trainer Robert Cook, who crossed the border into Queensland yesterday, Sean, and won the Capalabar Derby with Smooth Act.
Terrific. All righty, well, have a good afternoon.
Thanks, Sean. You as well. I'm certainly going to be doing that. I'll go out and do a bit of exercise and then balance it out at happy hour.
That's what you got to do. Good on you, Dave. Talk to you soon.
On your cos.
I reckon you'll have that balance right too, don't you worry about that. It's 8 to 11, Sky Sports Radio.